Rhiannon, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
Now, Rhiannon, firstly, can you talk to us about some of the myths and misconceptions surrounding the safety of couch surfing?
Sure. I think if we think about the history of homelessness work, it's been very much about just getting a roof over someone's head or making sure that they've got a bed to sleep in for the night. And that's perpetuated the idea that if you've got somewhere to sleep, then you're doing okay. Whereas what we're finding is that if you look more holistically at the broader impacts of what it's like when you're in unstable and transient accommodation, where you're in a position of reduced power in those relationships, that the impact is potentially very negative, particularly for young people.
Right. And what members of the community are most at risk of becoming dependent on couch surfing for a place to stay?
Well, what we're finding is that it is predominantly young women and LGBTIQ young people who are couch surfing rather than sleeping rough. And that correlation raises a whole lot of questions, about how those young people are negotiating places to stay and the disproportionate impact of the stresses in those environments on those populations who are already vulnerable in lots of ways.
And why is there such a disproportionate amount for different communities?
At this point, we can hypothesise about why it's particularly impacting young women. What we can say is that across the data, the impact on mental health, suicidal ideation and self-harm is consistent when we controlled for gender. So it's not because it's young women in those environments that we're seeing those rates. But we are seeing that it's predominantly young women who are in those situations. One of the questions is around how, what's the difference between a young straight male and a young woman or LGBTIQ person in terms of how they're able to exchange services for a place to stay potentially. So whether that we're looking at sex exchange is one of the issues that we're now further examining. And I guess also in terms of the way that young women are perceived as more vulnerable, maybe impacting on their relationships and negotiations for places to stay.
Right. Now, if you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Rhiannon Victor, the Research and Evaluation Coordinator from Brisbane Youth Services, about couch surfers having high rates of mental health issues. So what are some of the consequences of couch surfing being such a hidden issue for the delivery of support services?
Well, what we found was that young people who are couch surfing have extremely low connections with support from services, lower than those who are sleeping rough or any other group of young people who are seeking support services. So, it seems that for young people couch surfing, there's very high rates of isolation in those environments. They're not as linked in to the services that can support their mental health. They're often not perceived as being a high priority for support by services that are dedicated to homelessness. There's lots of teams who are out there engaging with young people who are sleeping rough, but because of the hidden nature of couch surfing, we don't know the extent of the problem. Lots of people don't self-define it as a form of homelessness, so they're not therefore motivated to seek help. I think what we need is to be putting a lot more effort into awareness raising that couch surfing is not a healthy option for young people, and we need to really dedicating some targeted interventions into this area.
And well, what kind of course of action would you recommend to break the cycle of homelessness that leads to couch surfing?
Well, I think that that's a very complex issue. One of the key things is, of course, looking at much more affordable accommodation options. Young people who are on a New Start income of you know, around $200 a week simply can't afford most accommodation that's available in the community now. And so their choices are incredibly limited if they're not able to stay at home with family. And so it's when you're faced with a choice of either putting yourself in a potentially dangerous and stressful situation to stay with, you know, or move from person to person, or sleeping on the streets, you know, those options put young people in an incredibly vulnerable position. So we need to look at a lot more affordable housing options for young people. We need to look at a lot more awareness raising around the fact that couch surfing and unstable transient accommodation is an issue, and it is something that we need to be targeting resources towards. And I think we just need more general community awareness about how vulnerable these young people are.
Right. Well, hopefully some plans can be put in place to help these very vulnerable groups. Rhiannon, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.